Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Don't just ride the index, seek to outperform it with Fidelity Active ETFs. Learn more at fidelity.com/active ETFs. Before investing in any exchange-traded fund, you should consider its investment objectives, risks, charges, and expenses. Contact Fidelity for a prospectus, an offering circular, or if available, a summary prospectus containing this information. Read it carefully. While active ETFs offer the potential to outperform an index, these products may more significantly trail an index as compared with passive ETFs. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC, member NYSE, SIPC.
Hello and welcome to Money Girl's Quick and Dirty Tips for a Richer Life. I'm Laura Adams. Lately, I've received several emails from listeners who are wondering what they should do with their 401k retirement savings after they leave a job. Here's a question from a listener named Ben. I need some advice on my 401k account. I'm in my early 20s. I just resigned from my job and moved to Asia. I wonder what's the best thing to do with my 401k account. I only have about $1,000 in it. Thanks, Ben. I appreciate your question. One of the great features of workplace retirement plans, such as the popular 401k, is that they're portable. That means you can take your money with you when you leave a job. Before I give you the options for what to do with your 401k money, I'll give you a brief overview of the three different types of 401k plans. The type of plan you have, the terms of the plan document, as well as how much the investment has gained or lost will determine the actual amount of money that you can take with you. The three different types of 401ks are the traditional, safe harbor, and simple plans. Each one allows an employer to deduct money from your paycheck before taxes are taken out and send it to your retirement account. All three 401k types also allow your employer to contribute money to your account. That could be done as matching funds or profit-sharing funds, for example. So let's discuss how the three plan types are different. With a traditional 401k, an employer can create a vesting schedule for the contributions they make to your account. A vesting schedule is simply a timeline that shows how long you have to work for a company before you're legally entitled to the money they've contributed for you. A typical vesting schedule could be something like 20% after 2 years of service, 40% after 3 years of service, and on up to 100% after 6 years of service. So let's say you've worked for a company that has this vesting schedule for 2 years. During that time, you contributed $2,000 and your employer contributed $1,000 in matching funds. No matter what type of 401k you have, you're always fully vested in the money that you contribute from your paycheck. So you would be allowed to take your money, $2,000, plus your vested portion, which is 20% of $1,000 or $200. So that totals $2,200. Plus any investment gains or minus any investment losses on those amounts.
Imagine a beautiful afternoon. The sun is shining and you get to enjoy it all because you just sat down on your John Deere mower. The smooth ride lets you escape into your yard. Intuitive controls make you feel like you're one with the machine. And with attachments for every season, you can enjoy it all year long. We could keep trying to put you in the moment, but to really understand what it's like to drive a John Deere mower, you just have to get in the seat. Learn more at johndeere.com/get in the seat or visit a dealer near you.
Money Girl is sponsored by Claritin. If you're like me and you suffer from allergies, you know this time of year can be pretty rough. There's a lot of sneezing, itchy eyes, congestion. and they can really hold you back from living the life you want to live. Luckily, for those with allergies, you can live Claritin Clear with Claritin D. This is a product designed for serious allergy sufferers. It's got two ingredients in one pill that relieve allergy symptoms and decongest your nose so you can breathe better. This double-action combo of prescription-strength allergy medicine and the best decongestant relieves all the symptoms that you suffer. And what I love about Claritin D is that it starts working in as little as 30 minutes. Plus, it's non-drowsy, so you can still make the most of your day. I can take Claritin D and then get on the mic and record a podcast without being too congested. Fast and powerful relief is just a quick trip away. Find Claritin D at the pharmacy counter. Ask for Claritin D at your local pharmacy counter. You don't even need a prescription. Go to Claritin.com right now for a discount so you can live Claritin Clear. Use as directed.
It's one thing falling in love with a house, picturing yourself moving in and calling it home, and quite another navigating the world of price negotiating, mortgage lenders, and finding the budget that works best for you. An agent who's a Realtor can make understanding that world easier. Realtors have the expertise, access to proprietary data, and tools to help you get from imagining living somewhere to actually doing it. That's the kind of help we can provide. Because that's who we are. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
The second type of 401k, the Safe Harbor Plan, is similar to a traditional plan, except that it doesn't allow for vesting schedules on company matching. Some plan documents may implement vesting for profit-sharing funds, however. Matching contributions provided by the employer are fully vested when they're made. Therefore, an employee can consider them safe. No matter how long you work for a company, with a Safe Harbor plan, you are entitled to 100% of all company match funds, in addition to your own funds, plus or minus investment gains or losses. For both Safe Harbor and traditional 401k plans, an employee can contribute up to $16,500 for 2009. For those age 50 and older, you can contribute an additional $5,500. The last type of 401k is the Simple Plan, which stands for Savings Incentive Match Plan. However, it actually is a simpler plan for an employer to administer. Paperwork requirements and regulations are greatly reduced as compared to those of traditional and safe harbor plans. Simple plans were created especially for smaller businesses with fewer than 100 employees. The trade-off is that it offers the least financial flexibility for the employer, because they're legally required to make contributions for all eligible employees. It's similar to the Safe Harbor plan because the employer's contributions are always fully vested. The maximum you can contribute to a simple 401k for 2009 is $11,500. And if you're 50 or older, you can contribute an additional $2,500. Now, back to Ben's question about what to do with your 401k when you leave work. Once you're no longer employed by the company, there are four options. They apply whether you resigned, got laid off, or were dragged out by office security. Two of the options are great, and two of them are terrible. I'll start with the terrible ones. The worst option for your 401k money is to leave it with your old employer. That's because companies can radically alter their retirement plans or even go out of business, and you won't be in the loop about what's going on. You might need to leave your money there for a short time, but it's never a good idea to let someone else control your money any longer than is absolutely necessary. The second bad option for your 401k money is to withdraw all or a portion of it out of the plan. If you make a non-qualified withdrawal before you reach the official retirement age of 59 and one-half, you'll have to pay income tax plus a whopping 10% penalty on that amount. Unless you're facing a severe financial crisis in which you have no other option but to withdraw your 401k money, it's just not worth it. If you land a new job that offers a retirement plan, a good option is to do a rollover from your old plan into your new one as soon as you become eligible to participate. But if you don't have a new job in sight, or if you'll be self-employed, the best option for your 401k is to do a rollover into an IRA or individual retirement arrangement. That's what I'd suggest for Ben. It's easy to open up an IRA through an online brokerage such as eTrade.com or ingdirect.com. But it's important to do a retirement rollover correctly, Breaking the rules means having to pay steep taxes and penalties. So join me again next week when I'll give you more specific information and tips about doing a retirement plan rollover correctly. Also, be sure to enter the Nutrition Diva Birthday Sweepstakes for a chance to win one of 8 awesome prizes, including gifts from SodaStream, custom-designed energy bars from ubars.com, and free books. Just go to the Nutrition Diva section at quickanddirtytips.com. But hurry, winners will be drawn on August 1st of 2009. I'm glad you're listening. Cha-ching! That's all for now, courtesy of Money Girl, your guide to a richer life.
There are any number of reasons you might consider selling your home. To move closer to family, live within a smaller budget, or just wanting a change of scenery. Whatever your reasons, having to figure out all the various housing market trends in your area may not be what you signed up for. That's where an agent who is a Realtor comes in. Realtors have the expertise to help you find the right price and navigate the process to sell your home in a way that's right for you. That's who we are. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
Earning your degree online doesn't mean you have to go about it alone. At Capella University, we're here to support you when you're ready. From enrollment counselors who get to know you and your goals, to academic coaches who can help you form a plan to stay on track. We care about your success and are dedicated to helping you pursue your goals. Going back to school is a big step, but having support at every step of your academic journey can make a big difference. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu.